Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Video Game Bang proudly presents to you the podcast champions of the world, the road dog Corey Vincent, the host Aaron Carter, the guest David Webb, and special guest referee Ivy Doomkitty joins the show total last minute to help out VGB when Larissa called in sick. It happens to all of us. You get sick. And we replaced her with Ivy Doomkitty because she's amazing. She told all of her loyal Doombots. They showed up in full force, and we had this episode you're about to hear. We talk about video games, cosplay, Dubai. Ivy has a Patreon. All that and so much more. If you smell what the Game Bang is cooking.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
Shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
By the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely real, everybody. Extremely real, actually. This is the Video Game Bang live on NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? I'm reacting to the crazy, crazy day that I had today. But first, we got to get the sponsors in there because they pay us all in swimwear. Did you know that, Webb?
I did. I got my Speedo in the mail yesterday.
Awesome. Corsair Gaming. Never want to see you in that. Corsair Gaming, everybody. Come sail away with us. They are a big sponsor. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And you know what? You should keep your headphones and get a mod mic because Antlion said so. Antlion makes mod mics. They were on the show, last Wednesday, right?
Yeah, we actually had two members from Antlion Audio join us in a heated discussion about whether there should be age limits in esports.
And I thoroughly gave my brilliance, and they walked away like, good lord, Aaron Carter is like legitness.
You gave them something. I don't know if it's sheer brilliance.
Yeah, brilliance is a loose word.
You're a loose person. The real David Webb is in the studio, everybody. What's going on, real David Webb?
Hey, everybody. I'm a loose person.
Yeah, you are. Loosey-goosey.
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 We don't have Larissa here.
Can I introduce everybody before you just spoiler alert?
What are we going to do? Without Larissa, this show doesn't continue. Is there any way we could fill her shoes?
We'll find out. Spoiler alert. Corey Vincent's here, everybody.
Hey, what's up, pizzas? You know, have you ever had airplane food?
No.
It's not that bad.
It's horrific. Yes, and as you heard, Larissa is not here, everybody. So we scoured the planet. We had to find somebody that can meet Larissa's standards.
Not only meet, but exceed.
And that's not that hard, by the way.
It's really not.
I had this guy downtown who was just like, hey, I can do it. I don't even know what you do, bro.
There's a homeless person
on my
way here. For
20 bucks, I'll do it. You know? And so I was like, I can do better than that. I can do a little bit better than that. So live from Dreamland herself, everybody. The one, the only, Ivy Doomkitty, everybody.
There she is, in the flesh.
Oh, Lord. That was a good intro.
I'm glad you liked that one. Ivy, you have been on the show multiple times, I think, now?
This is second.
Second time? Second time's a charm?
Well, let's try on a third.
Oh, definitely.
You're assuming things didn't go right the first time.
Yeah.
Usually you say that when the first time fails.
I mean, let's always shoot for the next one and the next one and the next one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if I had said it that way, Corey, it's probably because, you know, you've time after time have put foot to mouth. And
Ivy has appeared on way more episodes than you guys all remember. Ivy Doomkitty has a permanent spot in VGB Studios. You are so nice. You did a shot of video with us in Sacramento. And I was totally willing to pay you, but out of the kindness of your heart, you were like, Corey, I'm such a fan of the show, and the video was so amazing.
Wow.
I want you to immortalize me in VGB Studios. Aaron fights for it to be behind him. I say nay.
Do I?
Yes. It goes right
every night before the show. I have to break them apart. It's ridiculous.
It's pretty ridiculous.
I've been trying to get my wall of wives up. That's what I've been trying
wall
to do.
Wall of wives?
Yeah. If you haven't checked out the Video Game Bang YouTube channel, you should head over there and figure out what Sir Aaron Carter's talking about.
Oh.
But on to Ivy Doomkitty. She is more than just a special guest today, everybody. It's like she's right here with us, like sitting right next to us. Ivy, what you been up to?
Jesus, way too much. Things have been really, really busy, crazy. Con season starting to kick in right now.
That's a thing? Really?
Yeah, it is.
It's
wow. Is that like summer? Is that what goes on? Con season is summer?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. You know, winter months, it's usually slow and somewhat dead. So, you know, everyone's hibernating. And now that it's getting all nice and toasty to some, I guess. I hate the weather.
There's a lot of con things you may not know about, Aaron. Con flu is a real thing.
No, I've heard of that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Con funk.
Con funk. I don't see this is out of my, what is this one?
That's when Earth, Wind, and Fire shows up to the con and they just blow everybody away.
Con funk.
Yeah, that's definitely
gotta get one. Con funk. Yeah.
Yeah, the con BO.
That's kind of 24 hours a day for
yeah,
for
but web. You guys have done San Diego Comic Con, right?
I have been there, yeah.
Okay, so maybe second, third day in, as you're walking through the halls, all of a sudden you start smelling like just this rancid funk.
Just one guy.
And it's always, it isolates itself near the cosplayer section because that's where the guys go and they get a little sweaty when they get to meet Ivy Doom Kitty and you're...
No.
Well, your booth was one of the awesome ones from San Diego Comic Con. Like, you had the Doom... You were the cos pimp, if I remember correctly.
I was. I need to have a pimp cup this year.
A goblet?
That would be, yeah, a chalice, a giant. Yeah, that would be amazing.
I'll dress up Dr. Doom, and I'll have my freaking goblet right here.
Oh, man. And that'll be amazing, definitely.
You had Negri at your booth. Like, you brought together basically the Avengers. And you actually literally brought them together as Avengers, right? Didn't you all do, like...
The majority of the girls, yeah. We did a Victoria's Secret... Angels as the Avengers type group.
And
so,
you were, of course, Nick Fury.
Yes, I was classic Nick Fury.
You didn't want to do the dark.
You didn't want to do the face paint, Nick Fury? You didn't want
to. Ivy Doom Kitty in a bald cap.
Yeah, I mean, it's doable. It's cosplay. We're supposed to use our imaginations, right?
Oh, Lord.
What does Ivy Doom Kitty look like?
Here's a question. The Batman versus Superman is pretty hot right now. No plans to do Wonder Woman or anything like that?
I've actually done Wonder Woman.
She's done Wonder Woman, bro.
But like the movie, BVS Wonder Woman, where everything looks like the colors are all drained from her and everything like that. You know what I mean?
Well, I haven't seen the movie yet.
And you shouldn't.
I did hear that their sales dropped by like 80-something percent between last Friday and this Friday.
Ooh.
What? Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all over the internet right now. Yeah, their sales dropped significantly. It's the worst drop in sales in the history of comic book movies.
Rightfully so, and I haven't even seen the movie.
Yeah,
rightfully
but Green Lantern? I mean, Green Lantern was like a crapshoot.
Yeah.
And this did worse in the second week than Green Lantern.
Wow, we are
picking up a lot of followers.
We are dropping a lot of Carltons here.
And what happens, what we like to do, we have a tradition that we like to stick to on our show. Those of you in the room who are here all the time know when we get a new subscriber, and it's going to be a little hard to do with Ivy because Ivy brings with her
what masses. Are your fans called,
they're
Ivy?
They're called, okay, yeah, go ahead.
The Legion of Doom Kitty.
Ooh. That sounds.
A few of them started calling themselves that about 3 years ago, and it kind of just took on. It's the Legion.
It's
yeah, that fits.
And, we are Legion.
And then I've also heard Doombots.
Doombots. Yeah.
Yep. Thank you, WWE fan 247408.
Way to say the whole.
Gotta show 2427
dash.
Yeah, dash.
Here we go. So, Ivy, we kind of explained how this works. Are you able to see us right now?
Me?
Yeah.
Of course.
You can see us?
Yes.
On a delay or, like, as we're going? Oh, as because I'm doing the share screen. Okay.
Womp, womp, womp.
So we're going to start. So you can see us. So the way the wave works, it's going to go me, Aaron, Webb, and then you. And so you've been to a sporting event before?
Oh, my God. Good Lord.
Well, you are, like... Okay, I'm sorry.
And for those on the podcast that are listening, you should be here every Saturday night at 9 o'clock. Twitch.tv, video game_bank.
I'm not a fan of watching sports on TV. However, I absolutely love going to games.
I'm the same way. I can't stand watching them on TV.
The Lakers, or what are you? What's your team?
Well, for baseball, it's the Yankees. And I'm actually going to go, when I go to Boston Comic Con this year, I'm going to go to a Yankees-Red Sox game at the Red Sox Stadium.
Mm.
Because I'm going to be walking on the mound with one of the guests at Boston Comic Con.
Wow.
I plan on wearing a Yankees jersey.
You're gonna, Ivy, okay, here's the thing. Uh-oh. I love you. You have a massive following. But when you get in front of the world, you become... You are an enemy to that city.
I know. Well, last year they asked me to do it too when I went to the show there last year, and I told them no because that's enemy territory and I can't step there. So I went to dinner instead. But this year the Yankees are playing, so I'm like, you know what? I can go and I can represent. That's I'm down for that.
Oh my gosh. I
they sell bulletproof vests there. That's though. True. I mean, you're good.
For the last time on the show, everybody, Ivy Doomkitties.
Just say you're cosplaying as a police officer.
Yeah.
You'll be good.
So
you'll be fine.
The way the wave works, we're going to play the official wave theme song. It's going to come on. I'm going to do the wave. Aaron will go web, and then Ivy. Since we've had a lot of followers, I say three times is fair. And then if we keep getting more, we'll do this later out through the show. Does that sound good?
You, Aaron, me, Ivy. Got it.
Yes.
Wow.
So we're good? Here we go. The official wave theme song.
Wow. You slow there? Slow to the punch there, sir?
All right. You feel it? You feel
exactly.
it,
exactly.
You feel it?
Whatever. Let's do this.
Whoa!
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 All right, that That's was brilliant. The official.
I look at web screen to see if it's going smoothly. Ivy is staring blank at the camera, right? And then he's like, it's frozen. Mine's is frozen. I can't.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I was like, wow, she was really into it.
The people got the effect.
There it goes. There you
that
go.
I could do creeper face and be like.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So I watched this morning when I woke up and I rubbed the gunk out of my eyes.
Okay.
And I was thinking, I can't watch Batman versus Superman right now, right?
Okay.
What's the next best thing?
Watch it yesterday?
No.
Okay.
So I watched Justice League versus Teen Titans.
Hmm.
Right?
Okay.
It's a cartoon. It's made by DC, of course. It came out March 26th. It is one of the most amazing stories you will see from DC in a long time. You know why? Because it has a hint of adult with a hint of teenage. Yeah.
Two things you do not want to mix.
That's freezing.
Yeah.
Freezing.
Just a hint, everybody. The characters are all written very well. There's a new Robin, of course, as Bruce Wayne's son. Spoiler alert, sorry. He has a kid. So ladies out there, you know. You got some kid, mommy, parenting thing if you want to get with Mr. Wayne. But it's pretty cool how they just set up the whole thing. And I'm like, if DC can get these writers, Brian Miller, if you guys don't know who that is, he's the writer who, you know, inked this whole thing. They should need to get him to write some of the movies, and then I think everything would be okay. I recommend going, Walmart, Target or something like that, get your DVD. To buy this movie and don't go see Batman vs. Superman. Just had to spew that out. Just amazing.
I'm glad you got that off your chest, bro.
Had to.
Because I know you've been holding that in for a long time.
For the longest time,
Ivy,
everybody.
Team Marvel, team... Well, actually, I already know your answer. This has to be because, I don't know, you were at where were we at, Web?
Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley Comic Con. Ivy Doomkitty's there. You were also at the Stan Lee panel. The man brings it. He brings down the house.
Oh, yeah. The man's freaking hilarious.
Like, if for no other reason, you should be a Marvel fan because of Stan Lee. And at the very end, when he kind of breaks down how much attention they pay to their characters compared to that other company.
How more scientific they are.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
That alone, the fact that Superman flies never really bothered me until that moment.
Yeah.
Not even the fact that both their mothers are named Martha?
Oh, my God.
Saw that meme.
I'm just saying, like,
best friends.
Yeah, like we're really gonna not think that far into head. Like, oh crap, we just named both their mothers Martha.
But Ivy, you being aligned to the Marvel side, do you still break away and love DC, have love for them too? Are you going to go see the movie eventually?
Yeah, I'm going to see it. I'm just not in any rush to see it. But I mean, Civil War is coming out soon too.
Yeah.
But I'm also not in a rush to see that either.
What?
Yeah, I'm not. The one Marvel movie that I'm very much looking forward to is Age of Apocalypse. I'm a huge X-Men fan. Like, whoa. For me, Magneto is the end-all, be-all. I will, like, freaking worship that man.
And you accept these movies?
I accept these movies?
Yes, like the way they're written out and the way the story is portrayed?
Well, I mean, Civil War is very different from how it was in the comics.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the X-Men movies, actually. I mean,
well, yeah, you know, that too. But it's one of those things that I'm always open to them taking creative liberties as long as it makes sense. If they can make sense of it and justify it, then, you know, sure. You know, absolutely. But, you know, when they try to throw a million different things into it just for the sake of, let's get all of this information to you guys, and it doesn't make sense, it completely just dilutes the story, then no, you know, at that point I'm not interested. I'm gonna check out.
So Ivy, are we gonna talk about Ivy's trip right now?
Yeah, so Ivy,
I hear she's taking a giant leap.
You have a monster of a trip in front of you. This is where the whole international cosplayer thing comes into effect, where you are actually going to Dubai.
If that moniker isn't put on her.
Yeah, I fly out tomorrow, actually, tomorrow afternoon.
First time?
And I'm really excited. We're going to have a few days of just kind of hanging out and checking everything out, relaxing, going to, you know, sightseeing, and then, you know, doing the convention right after. So I'm really excited. It's one of those things that I feel this is the only opportunity I'm ever going to have in my life to go to a place like this, you know, so I'm going to maximize my time there and just try to do everything.
What cons out there?
Middle East Film and Comic Con.
Ooh.
So I've had a few friends go to this show before in previous years, you know, like Riddle. Yaya went, I think, two, three years ago. And then this year, Elodia is going to be there as well as myself. So I think I'm excited for it. But at the same time, I have no idea what my fan base is like out there. So I don't know if anyone's interested in like coming by and be like, hey Ivy, you know, or if they're like, who are you, go away. I always have this fear of when I go to a new convention that I've never been to before, that no one's going to know me or be interested in the panels that I bring for the cons or the content that I create, and it's just like, I guess it's like an insecurity, I guess I should say. But you know, If just one person comes up to the table and they're like, hey, love your work, or hey, are you doing a panel? I'm interested in this topic that you talk about. Then, you know, at that point, I feel like it was a success. If I can just reach that one person, then I think at that point I can say, yeah, you know, I think I did a good job. You know, I at least helped one person or gave them a great experience, you know, or, you know, left a smile on their face by talking to them and just showing my appreciation on my end for them, you know, being willing to talk to me.
Now, since this is your first time over in Dubai, did you reach out to any other cosplayers that's been over there just to see kind of like any pointers? Is there anything I'm not supposed to do when I'm over there or something like that?
I actually did speak with the convention about that.
Mm-hmm.
So I am going to, and for me, it's about also being sensitive to the culture.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, at the end of the day, we're all raised differently, and certain parts, even in our own country, certain parts are a lot more conservative than others. And a perfect example is when I went to Salt Lake City Comic Con, they're a predominantly Mormon state in Utah. So I, like, they didn't come to me and say, hey, Ivy, where, you know, you should wear, you know, more conservative costumes. I made that decision on my end to say, you know what, they're very Mormon there. They're, you know, sensitive to this and that. So I'm going to go ahead and just choose to wear a lot of my costumes that are conservative, that are very, very family friendly, that cover a lot, because I don't want to give reason to offend anybody. You know, and that's just, you know, from one human to another, just being sensitive of others.
Mm-hmm. Is that like the thought process going into Dubai then?
Exactly. Yes. So it's one of those things where I'm choosing to censor myself.
And you know it's probably going to be like 4,000 degrees there, correct?
Yeah, it's during the daytime, it's going to be the high 80s or mid 90s.
Oh, that's not bad.
Oh, that's bad.
It's
a dry heat.
Comparatively.
It's a dry heat.
No, I think it's
50 degree weather, and I have freaking penguins sliding down my hallways. That's too hot for me, and I live in the desert, so I absolutely cannot stand the heat on any level. I like the cold.
I assumed it was going to be in like the hundreds.
Yeah, I would think that. Well, it's still.
I'm with you. I prefer the winter and being cold to being hot.
Sorry, when I like look really close into the camera, I'm just trying to read everything because I don't have my glasses on, so it's really difficult for me to see anything.
Oh my gosh, how can I be so rude and stupid? What? I forgot to introduce one of the most important entities on the show, everybody. The chat room is here, everybody.
Hi, chat.
Say hi chat. Chat. That's who she was referring to, probably.
Trying to read what you guys are saying, but I can't see most of it because
there's a lot of love for you coming out here, which is strange for Twitch. You might want to think about a career in Twitch because this is so much love. It's
sickening.
It's sickening me right now.
Yeah.
Someone says, "See, this is why I love this woman. So humble and open-hearted." Hold on. I might as well say their names. This is Hero Signal Cosplay.
3849678.
Skaman81 says your positivity posts on social media are very inspirational. Also, so a lot of love for the Doom Kitty. Neri says, "Put on your glasses, Ivy. You look awesome." He did. He wasn't just me.
For them, they're in my bag somewhere.
Read his full screen name. Don't be rude.
Neri12371.
Yeah.
Because Neri12370 was taken.
So, Ivy, what do I have to do? Because we get Twitch chatters in here all the time.
She disappeared, Aaron.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, she's back.
Okay. You there, Ivy?
Yes. I'm hoping my glasses are in this bag.
So, I was asking, what do I have to do? Because we get Twitch chatters in here, you know, from time to time. And they'd be like, hey, who's that dick with the glasses on right there? How do I get the nice tweets and the nice comments
and stuff?
Well,
see, you're wearing sunglasses.
You're wearing sunglasses.
But they serve
at
a purpose.
Inside.
It's bright in here. The wind is blowing in my eyes. And I don't have, you know, snowboarding goggles to keep the wind out of my eyes.
I'm going to buy you some snowboarding goggles.
So I wear these, you know, these cool shades. That's why. And then it just matches the whole personality.
Oh, now she's pulling out the glasses. Oh, now she's doing the sexy, like, breathe on them to clean them thing.
Wow.
Wow. Way to milk it. Oh.
And it's still frozen on this feed over here, of course.
Hilarious. Oh, wow. Chat just doubled.
That's terrible.
Look at that.
So going to Dubai, going to the con out there, what panels are you going to be on?
I have no idea. They haven't told me.
What? They haven't even told you the panels?
Some shows are a little different where, there we go. Some shows are really different where, you know, they won't tell you and they won't give you a schedule until you're actually at the convention. So I feel that's going to be the case with this one.
Mm.
So that's fine. You know, that's okay.
What's the purpose behind that, though?
I'm sorry?
What was the purpose behind that, though? Like, why would they withhold, you know, what you're going to do?
You know, some just do that. You know, just it depends on how each convention runs things. But, you know, on my end, it's fine. You know, I don't mind it. I would prefer to just have an outline saying, hey, okay, we're putting you on these panels or, you know, what kind of panels would you like to do at the show? And then, you know, I present the panels that I've created and go from there. But, you know, sometimes it's like that and that's okay. You know, it's not a big deal on my end. I don't mind.
We got to go to Dubai, guys. There's rich people out there. I mean, there's a con. I didn't even know there was a con out there until Ivy said something.
The world's tallest building.
I'm gonna stay away from the world's tallest building.
I saw that in Mission Impossible.
Really?
It was there. Yeah.
Yeah. He like ran down it or up it or something.
Video uh-huh. game bang. That's where we get our historical facts.
Yep.
Mission Impossible. Ivy, I know you haven't been on the show before when we've done this, but would you love to stick around for a segment that we're going to do?
Sure.
All right then. So then, without further ado,
wait. We gotta give her a heads up.
We have to give her a heads
also,
up.
Also, Hero Signal cosplay. Love you. Mwah. Keep doing what you're doing.
So, Ivy, what happens is, Aaron's gonna announce the title of the next segment, and when he does, you, me, and Webb sing it. So he's gonna say, "Banging Around the Web," and after he does, me and Webb will give you a sample. So here we go. Go ahead, Aaron. This is without Ivy. This is practice. So if you're watching the stream, this isn't for reals.
Yes, because usually every Saturday we do this, and we have a third person. She likes to sing falsetto.
But we're not going to.
But she's not here right now. Maybe next week.
She's at some stupid wedding.
But we'll do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web.
See how that worked?
She blushed like, oh my God, that's the corniest.
Why did I sign up to be on this show?
Exactly.
It's part of the show. You have to do it. I mean, that's it's the facts. Yeah. Here we go.
I know, Ivy, you have a lovely singing voice,
right?
Oh, yeah,
she does.
Only in the shower.
Well, it's neither here or there. So let's do some banging around the web, everybody.
Banging around the web.
I didn't even
hear.
She
wasn't in that.
She wasn't in that
at all.
She
didn't do it.
She wasn't ready, were you?
She wasn't ready. That's okay. She probably wasn't ready.
Yeah, probably wasn't ready.
So we'll do it again.
Sing in my head. Does that count?
Wow. Only for Professor Charles Xavier.
Nice.
That he was
quick.
Like, I heard it.
Yeah.
He's like, I got it, guys.
He's in Cerebro.
That was
right
a little
now.
Pitchy.
Yeah. Could have been better.
You don't even have to, like, really sing it. You could, like, rap it.
Rap it? How do you rap
She's
it?
In. She's in.
We got all fine. Right, everybody. Let's do it. Third.
I think it's going to be, though.
Third time's a charm, everybody. Let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web.
Awesome. I'll take it.
Awesome. First up on the docket, the Oculus Rift, everybody, is coming out really, really, really soon. I don't have a release date right here in the notes, but of course, it's coming out really soon. I said it's coming out soon, so it's coming out soon. And they have some very, very strange and strict terms of service. Did you know that, Webb?
I knew that.
Did you know that
yep,
for real?
I'm in the Matrix. I know everything.
I'm guessing because, you know, it's owned by the Facebook people, correct?
Yes.
And say you own a Oculus Rift,
I
Webb.
Own an Oculus Rift, Webb.
Okay. And you create something with that Oculus Rift.
Oh, I know where this is going.
Facebook owns that.
Yeah, they do.
Really?
Yes. They own that. They own your entire life once you make something with Oculus Rift.
Because Mark is, he likes to make the monies.
He likes to make the monies.
And he doesn't keep the monies.
Already.
Yeah, he doesn't. That's the ridiculous thing.
Isn't that ridiculous, Corey? Like, should it be mine? I made this.
Yeah.
Okay, Corey, you draw with Crayola. Crayons, and yeah. They're gonna be like, that picture is mine.
Okay, when you put it that way, you make a very good point.
Like, I was like, that's insanity. That's really insanity. It doesn't stop there though, Webb.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't
it
stop
continues.
There though. They can actually use your Oculus Rift to monitor you.
Oh, screw that. Uh-uh.
That's creepy as hell.
They can see.
Well, I mean, isn't that the same thing that they were talking about with the Xbox One's Kinect?
Oh, yeah, because it's always on.
Yeah, it's always on. So
it's thinking.
I'm not gonna lie, I do
just friggin' Skynet.
I do strategically place objects in front of my Kinect just in case.
What?
Well, you never know. Like, you know, you can get hacked. You know, hack sores is a real thing. Bill Gates probably has a direct link to my living room. So
directly, because he's just sitting at home. Yeah. What is Corey doing right now?
I know how we can find out.
I got billions of dollars. You know, I can
but
do anything I want.
What Corey
let
is
me
doing
see what
right
Corey's
now.
Doing.
Well, okay, maybe he won't look at me, but like.
Well, I mean, how does it work with Oculus Rift in terms of them being able to.
Well, it just says Oculus Rift can collect data while you're using the device. Information about your interactions with their services, information about the games, content, apps, experiences, and interact with information collected through the cookies, local storage, pixels, simulator, blah, blah, blah. So it looks like they're just going to be building up a whole bunch of, like, oh, you looked at plane tickets to Dubai. Would you like to stay at this, you know, place? Probably so you can do more marketing.
So
it's
exactly
like
what
that.
Facebook does with data collection.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, they do it already.
But they do it with your video games that you play as well. Oh, I saw you play, you know, Call of Duty. Here's another game that you might like type of thing. Location information, which can be derived from information such as your IP address, so they can find out where you're at just by...
Nope.
She's like, nope, I'm done.
You guys ever see that little photo of the freaking of Godzilla walking right back into the... the ocean?
Yep.
Nope.
Not today.
It says information about your physical movements and dimensions when you see a virtual reality headset. Furthermore, the information they can collect can be used to directly market products to you. So, yeah, Oculus Rift, as soon as you strap it on your face, everybody, it's in you. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Literally.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, do you buy it day one then, Corey, if you know all this?
I don't care.
You don't care? You want
it? Yeah, I want it, man. Wow. I want to be in the new world order of Oculusness.
I'll play on at somebody else's house. How's that?
There you go.
That's fair.
It'll just scan your eyes there and then be like, where are you going, Ivy?
The minute it says that to me, I'm throwing it out the window.
Here's the thing. Like, my aunt is the most untechnological person in the world. Like, she bought a printer once, and the guy at the store says, this is wireless. And I get a call later that night. I cannot hook up this printer, Corey. I can't get it to power on. I don't know why. And so troubleshooting 101, I'm like, okay, so you plugged it into the wall, right? And you know that's a good outlet. She goes, the guy said it was wireless.
Whoa.
Why do I need to plug it into the wall? Now, whoa. That's her. This, what was the Easter? She came up with a Samsung VR out of nowhere.
Really?
I don't know why she would have this thing, but she has it. So if she has it, it's VR's a thing. And it's scary.
Okay. This is real.
This is real, people.
This is real.
This is happening.
Yeah.
Because of Corey's aunt, this is now happening.
Yeah.
Sound like, put this day, Kevin Hart, when he was like, UFC fighters exist, everybody. That's a real thing. They can beat you up. They are out in the world.
So be careful.
So be careful. Yeah, it's not like fighting anybody anymore. Those are real people. Official, everybody. John Wick, Chapter 2, is set to release in 2017, February 10th. And they have a synopsis online.
Oh.
It's very difficult to find stories with April Fools just like yesterday.
That was the worst. Actually, but I want to say, it wasn't as bad as it's been in previous years.
That's true.
I've seen a lot of people separate their stuff. Like, hey, this is fake. You know, April Fools, everybody, this article is fake. You know, no more Halo. Halo's been canceled for the rest of the, you know, its life cycle.
Ivy, did anybody prank you yesterday?
No. And that's because I'm a horrible, horrible, horrible person with April Fools. I can't stand getting pranked. It irritates the hell out of me.
So in other words,
she'll cut somebody.
So in other words, people know better.
Yeah. And I think it's one of those things that because I tend to trust people very easily, I also feel like I take what everyone says to me at face value. You know, you say this, you're going to follow through with this. So if you're presenting me with information about something, then I'm like, oh, okay, you know, that's great, cool, whatever. So I avoid April Fool's Day because sometimes, or at least in the past, you know, someone pulls a prank and everything and you think it's like, you know, the information's legit and then it's not. So, yeah, I just, it's not my thing. But I had a great time yesterday having tea with a really good friend of mine. So that worked out.
Awesome.
I got pranked by T-Mobile.
They charge you extra?
Yeah, and then they're like, psych. No, they came out with this this head thing that you put on your head, and it has an arm that comes out, and you can put your phone on it.
Okay.
So then you just, like, sit there and watch things, and, like, you don't have to hold your phone.
You went and bought one, didn't you?
No. And I'm sitting there, I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, I know this is fake. I know this is fake, but I really want one. And then I kept seeing them, and even the CEO was doing, like, a product announcement video, and I'm like, I shouldn't click on the link, but I want this to be real so bad.
Why, though? You know how dumb you would look sitting in public with an arm coming out of your hand?
I wouldn't use it in public.
Yeah, you would.
Probably. I'd use it at a coffee shop.
Exactly. You'd be right at Starbucks.
But imagine laying in bed, no more like ninja phone, like falling and smacking you in the eye.
That's happened to the best of us.
Yeah,
exactly. So this wouldn't happen with that.
Yeah.
And so.
So invent it then.
Except when the thing falls off your head and you get hit with a crane.
Yeah.
Essentially a metal.
If I'm going out, I'm going to make it,
It's going to fall like the Ninja Turtles movie at the end.
Yeah.
Giant crane that just falls down on you.
So finally, I cracked. I checked the link because it said pre-order here. So I checked the link. I scrolled all the way to the bottom. They're like, gotcha. It's like, you son of a bitch.
Yep. That's the actual course. Has anybody seen John Wick in this room here?
No.
No? Oh, my gosh. What are you guys missing out on? I put this in here because this is one of the most awesome action Keanu Reeves movies I've seen in a long time. First of all, he's immortal. Because Keanu Reeves is just a vampire, and he has been ever since 1820. And this movie was supposed to be a throwaway. It was supposed to be, oh, that's just one of those action movies, straight to DVD. I passed by it once or twice, but it was a sleeper hit. It actually was a very good movie that came out. The action was good. The story was decent. And there's Willem Dafoe. Yeah.
Willem Dafoe.
So part two, of course, is coming out. The fans wanted it. They clamored for it. We said, we need more John Wick.
It's true. Like, chat is even going crazy. Meta6981 says John Wick was awesome. WWE fan 247408 says John Wick is dope.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys, you are doing yourself a disservice by not seeing this movie. Part two comes out, and they have a synopsis. It says, Keanu Reeves returns in the sequel to the 2014 hit as a legendary hitman, John Wick, who's forced back out of retirement by the former associate plotting to seize control of the shadowy International Assassins Guild. Bound by blood oath to help him, John travels to Rome, where he squares off against some of the world's deadliest killers. So now they're going to do a little change of scenery, of course. I don't remember the original city he was in before, but who's the guy on Game of Thrones that got his junk cut off?
Oh, Theron Greyjoy?
Yeah, that guy is in the John Wick movie, right?
Yeah, I'm actually, if you're watching, you can see I'm cutting to the trailer, and he was in there, yeah.
Yeah, he plays the guy that... So John Wick was a hitman, like the best there was, you know, and Theon Greyjoy pisses him off. He was in retirement. Theon pisses him off
so much that he had to come out of retirement.
That he came out of retirement, and whoever the actor is that plays Greyjoy,
yeah,
he plays just Greyjoy no matter what. He's one of those actors. You know what I mean?
Did I just see John Leguizamo?
Yeah, John Leguizamo's in it.
Wow,
not a bad role.
The Pest.
When you look at
not a bad role,
the Pest was amazing.
Yeah, it was.
When you look at the roster on there, you think like, yeah, this is one of those straight to DVDs. Why am I going to watch this movie? Right? It's a good freaking movie. Like John Wick should have been up for some Oscars, maybe a Grammy. I don't even know what the soundtrack was. Maybe even a Tony.
Yeah.
Not a Golden Globe, though.
No. We draw the line at Golden Globes.
Now we're stretching.
Wait. He's a white guy.
Okay, two Golden Globes.
Yeah, there we go.
Two Golden Globes.
Let's fix it.
We got to give him at least, you know, minimum two.
At least two.
Minimum two. Oh, but yeah, February 10th, 2017, my birthday, everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go watch.
Shoehorn that one in there.
Yeah, go to watch John Wick Chapter 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
It is called Chapter 2, as a matter of fact.
Oh, really?
It doesn't say John Leguizamo is going to be back in it, though. Sorry, guys. Sorry. Next on the docket, we have The Division is getting a little more challenging with Incursions, April 12th.
How is that possible?
What do you mean, how is that possible?
I don't know. It's been challenging for me to actually play the damn game. So.
Wow. I actually hopped back on yesterday, hit max level, and did some Dark Zone stuff.
Yeah?
Gross.
Yeah. Yeah. Pause.
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 What you said? Yeah. I jumped back on, had a few drinks, and did some Dark Zone.
Yeah, exactly how it happened.
That's how it happened.
But what I found when I hit the Dark Zone, pause, that there's not too much to do in the Dark Zone. It's kind of boring
there's
in the Dark
really
Zone.
There's only one
pause.
Thing you can do in the Dark Zone,
and it's killed others.
But there were okay. Now, if there's no others, what are you doing in the Dark Zone? Pausing. That's what you're doing.
Ivy, with your extremely busy schedule, I've sit in on some of your panels before. I've seen the stage show. You are very well versed in just geek culture in general, like comic books and video games. How does that work with your schedule? Are you still able to play games, and have you tried The Division yet?
I have not tried The Division. I am actually still working on Rainbow Six, Halo 5, and what else do I have over here? I haven't touched Tomb Raider at all. It's been a bit.
Did you play the first one?
No, it's still in its wrapper.
Wow.
Still in its wrapper. Yeah, the last Tomb Raider I had played was... This is a long-ass time ago. Legend.
Legend?
Yeah.
Oh, Tomb Raider Legend. That's the... is that the Dungeon Crawler one, or is that a... No. What am I thinking?
No, I think Legend is just like the reimagining of the Tomb Raider franchise when it finally did like a giant update.
I love that game.
Yeah.
But it's been a bit, and I did pick up what was that one? The trailer had a Mozart song on it. Underworld?
Yes.
Mm. Yep. Well, that's way back.
Yeah. So it's been a bit, but you know, once I finish, you know, Rainbow Six and Halo 5, then I'll start moving into the other things. I did also pick up Pokemon Red for my 3DS.
Oh, nice.
What? So yeah, I'm excited about that. I'm still working on Sapphire right now. But yeah, I mean, that's about it right now in terms of gaming. And aside from that, there's another part of that question you're asking.
Well, like, how much time can you even dedicate to games anymore? Like, it seems like you're doing stuff all the time. Is it just mainly handheld stuff, or what do you get to do?
Pause.
I get to sit down every now and then and play for a bit, but it's not often. It's not often. It's definitely something that I want to, you know, I want to dedicate more time and play more. You know, I miss playing. You know, I mean, some of my favorite games are like freaking Half-Life, you know, CS on Steam.
You gotta do like a 24-hour marathon. You just gotta sit down, veg out, whatever, you know, snacks you like. 24 hours, video games. Screw
with
the
no
world.
Pants.
There you go. Boom.
Is that a thing? Like, is no pants gaming picking up steam?
Is there any other way to play video games?
If it's not, it should.
Think about it. You know, you're at your house by yourself. You know, you're just kind of hanging out, and sometimes you just don't want to wear pants. You know, no one's seeing you.
Exactly.
You don't want to wear pants.
Or somebody is seeing you. I mean, I do it on Twitch.
I know.
All the time.
I know, but you sound like you're playing an Xbox because you said Halo, and I'm assuming you have a Kinect. So if you are literally a click away from Bill Gates seeing you in your skibbies.
It's like, hello.
Again, Bill Gates is just sitting around. I wonder what Ivy Doom Kitty's doing.
Now, while the odds of Bill Gates looking at me in my underwear are quite low, I mean, Ivy, the odds got to be significantly higher.
I don't know, because half the time I'm covered in blankets that have, like, cats on them, so.
One awesome thing that you started doing recently, which is a pretty big deal, is you moved to Patreon. So
yes.
You have a fan club where people can pay a monthly amount, and then they get access to exclusive photo shoots.
Mm-hmm.
You get limited edition, actually Polaroids sent to your house.
Yeah, wow, actually, really?
Oh, show us.
I took a few today from when I did my shoot for Patreon, but let's see if you guys can see them.
Here, I'll go to the Ivy cam. 1 second.
The Patreon.
Oh my gosh, that is smexy. What the hell?
Did we promote it? What's the Patreon? How do we get there?
Aaron needs to get this now. What? And they get that sent to their house.
Well, okay. So a little bit of background on me. Before I started cosplaying, I was actually doing a lot of boudoir and pinup modeling. And it was something that I kind of forced myself into doing because I wanted to know how to pose. And at the time, I was modeling for a comic book artist. And I was really awkward because I wasn't comfortable with my own body. You know, I was very self-conscious. I felt really insecure. So when it came to, hey, you know, we want you to pose or do this, I would just literally, like, just stand there not knowing what the hell I'm doing. Like, all right, you know, I think I look okay, but I'm not too sure. And I started, you know, doing some boudoir and pinup modeling because I figured, you know what? Doing this, I can learn how to properly express myself and you know, just know how to do, you know, facial expressions, things like that. And then, you know, just being able to move in certain angles, you know, have shoot photos with angles that do flatter you, things like that. So, you know, I started doing a lot of that, and I actually found that I loved boudoir and pinup so much. So when I actually said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and start cosplaying, then I kind of started bringing part of those elements in terms of the posing, you know, and I slowly started to do more boudoir and pinup themes of some of the characters that I love. You know, like my Black Cat, I've done a burlesque version, I've done a boudoir version of her. And from there, you know, I was just doing a lot more cosplay and a lot more cosplay. So a lot of people, oddly enough, think that I started as a cosplayer and then started doing boudoir and pinup. But in reality, that was actually
you started with pinup and boudoir. So, yeah. So your patrons get a monthly exclusive boudoir shoot. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes. Yeah. It's a monthly exclusive boudoir shoot, a photo from the shoot that they get that's only available through there, that will not be for sale through my print store or anything like that. Then they also get the little Polaroids. So it's, you know, it's like one of a kind. But they also get access to everything that I'm working on before it goes on any of my social media platforms. So if I'm working on any, you know, secret costumes, projects like that, they're going to be able to see the construction process from start to finish, as well as any of the shoots that I'm doing for them or any collaborations that we're doing. I know I'm also doing giveaways on Patreon as well, monthly. And then I do have one tier where we can game for a bit.
That's like the primo gear, where you get to game with more than likely pants off Ivy Doom Kitty.
Pants off Ivy Doom Kitty. Wow. It's so hard for me to find time to game that I figured, you know what, I'm constantly getting asked if, you know, if I game or if I'm going to play or whatever. And a lot of fans keep asking me to play video games with them, but I just don't have the time. But you know what? If I set up a tier like this, it's going to make it so I have to absolutely make the time and can sit down and play a game. And the way I see it is, I think it's set for 1 hour. It's an hour of gaming, but on my end, I'm thinking, you know what? Who plays just for 1 hour?
Yeah.
No one plays for just 1 hour. So on my end, I'm thinking, you know what? Let's pick a game, let's play a game, and you know what? When I'm done, I'm done. If it's 2 hours, if it's 3 hours, whatever, we're having a great time playing co-op or whatever versus, then we're good.
So, wow. You know, there's so, games in mind?
Halo. I'm a big fan of Gears. I loved Gears of War. Ooh. So very much.
Well, Ivy, you pretty much beat the hell out of your first goal, which is amazing. You set a first goal in the Doombots. Like showed up in full form and really supported you. That's an amazing feeling, because we've been doing Patreon for a while, nowhere near as successful, but you know, every amount counts in Patreon. That's the beautiful thing.
Absolutely.
You have a $1 amount, and those people are just as important as people who do more.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the thing. Like I don't want it. I want it to be something that I'm creating for the fans. So I'm taking a lot of direction from them in terms of what are they interested in seeing on there? You know, what's not working for them? And I want to make sure that, you know, we can communicate on a closer level and it be more of a, like a nice tight-knit community. Yeah. Versus, you know, when we talk on like Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, things like that, it's very sporadic in terms of when I'm available. Whereas with Patreon, it's almost like going home in a sense, where you know this little community of people, and they're all interacting with each other and with you, and everyone's just kind of becoming friends. And I love that idea. I love that concept. And I love the idea of also being able to, you know, just showcase the artistic side of things, you know, and just be able to put more of your art out there and it be on a specific platform for that.
Well, we want to thank Ivy Doom Kitty for doing this podcast with us. If you want to support her, you can go to patreon.com/IvyDoomKitty. While you're there, throw a few bucks our way, patreon.com/VideoGameBang. And Aaron, take us home.
Of course, I always have to take us home. So thank you, Ivy Doom Kitty. For Ivy Doom Kitty, Corey Vincent, the real David Webb, I'm Sir Aaron Carter, saying if you're not here, you should be next week.